I know a lot of you remember this one. An awesome orchestra. Much of the music, not saying all of it, but much of the music, especially in the earlier days, written by the maestro Barry White. Remind me of the name of this song. It's just awesome the way his music would flow, especially when it was just the orchestra. He had that awesome empire, if you will. He had Love Unlimited, which consisted of the three, well, featured, highlighted the three female vocalists. Then he had himself, Barry White, and then he had the group that backed up everything that he did and everything that Love Unlimited did. The Love Unlimited Orchestra. All right, I'm going to give you some more time to think about the name. But I tell you what, we are definitely focusing on love. We're talking about parenting our children. And we definitely need to, well, take some of the guesswork out of it. I know that it can be so frustrating for, and I say frustrating, baffling for some people, even scary. The thought of raising children, period. But especially, you know, the way times are now, people may have that added concern about, oh, wow, there's so much going on. But even if it's not for that, just raising children. I mean, think about how things were when we rode a bike for the first time. Think about how awkward we were when we started dribbling a basketball the first time. Think about what it was like to have done so many things that we have done for the first time. I don't mean think about how it was when we got good at it. Think about what it was like when we first started. Some starts were better than other starts, right? And that said, the start for some people in one area of life can be a little rockier than the start in that same area of life for other people. Just bring certain skills, talents, abilities, comfort levels, etc. to the table. And we're not all going to be in the exact same place just because we're starting. But when it comes to parenting, what was it like with your first child? When you first started? When you first brought your baby home? Yeah, so let's look at how we can parent effectively, and we're going to be sharing some more awesome principles from Amy Morin's book, 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Don't Do. Now listen to the subtitle, because this lets you know what she's after. She wants to help us raise self-assured children and train their brains for a life of happiness, meaning, and success. Amy Morin, talking about pain. We mentioned this a bit the last time we were on parenting. Let's delve into this some more, because this is something that our children are going to experience. It doesn't matter whether they are 3 years old or 33 years old. They're going to experience pain. And if we can help them while they're very, very young children, learn some constructive ways of dealing with pain, it'll help them in life. So, one of the things that Amy points out is that there's a big difference between pushing through the pain when our legs are tired and trying to run on a broken ankle. Same thing can be said for emotional pain. there are times when it makes sense to just keep going despite the pain. But there are times when it is important to take a break or maybe even get some help. So one of the things that we can do is talk to our children about how emotions can be helpful or hurtful. Here are some examples. Let's start with fear. Fear can be a friend when it stops a child from doing something dangerous like jumping off a bridge. I mean, for fun, jumping off a bridge. Oh, let me see what this water is going to feel like. And they don't even know how to swim. Not a good idea. Fear can stop that child from taking that jump. Fear can be an enemy, though, when it tries to prevent the child from doing something good, like asking the teacher a question. Remember now, we're helping our children. So you're getting some tips on how to talk with them about these issues, right? How about sadness? Feeling sad can be a good reminder that you need to honor a memory. But what about this? A memory now. Feeling sad can be a good reminder that you need to honor memory. So drawing a picture of a pet who died could be helpful to a child's healing. But sadness can be harmful when it causes the child to become withdrawn. Let's look at some more of this, a few more tips as we learn how we can help our children deal with pain.